Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Lee.
Thanks for taking my call. Go ahead.
You're great. I'm just like the man there now with 13.
Jim.
My husband got a massive stroke and he has to go into a home.
Is he in a home now? Is he in a nursing home residential setting now?
No, he's in the Mercy Hospital.
Okay, go ahead anyway. Let me hear the story.
And I'll let you know. The third deal want me to get... I'm in a home now, my own house, with no deeds. Okay?
Yeah.
And they want me now to go away and get 20 grand for deeds and stuff, whatever I need. And I'm 67 years of age. And I don't have the money to get the deeds.
So, your husband's in the Mercy. Did he have the stroke recently?
He'll be 12 months now after the stroke in June. But he's under medical care now at the minute because of his gallbladder and everything.
And has he been in and out of the Mercy for the past 12 months, is it?
No, he's been in St. Finbar's for 6 months.
Right.
And he's in the Mercy now.
And where would he have been in Finbar's? Would he have been in somewhere like St. Clair's or something?
The physiotherapist ward.
Okay, but he was a resident. He was staying there.
No. He was only classed as being in the hospital for physio.
Okay. Are you saying that you're at this stage that your husband will need a residential setting in a nursing home, is it?
Yes. I tried to bring him home Christmas, but I couldn't manage him because I'm in ill health myself.
Ah, that's sad. That must have been heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, Neil. I'm all I'm going through with the third deal.
It's heartbreaking that you tried to bring him home to look after him and it wasn't possible. You tried as best you could. Yeah.
No, because they gave up on the physiotherapy and everything.
So you, the house you're in, I would imagine, has been in the family for years, has it?
That's right, Neil.
How long? Do you know?
A very long time. Very, very long time. It's a very old house. I'm up in the old part of Cork.
So would it have been your grandparents or great-grandparents, that kind of thing, and just stayed in the family? Yeah.
Yes, my grandparents lived here, and I think it was her brother was the lessee, John Mulcahy, and it came on, and now I'm here.
And you own it?
I don't, Nee. I've no title.
But does the family own the property?
I don't think so. I don't know. All I'm being told is that there's no title to the house.
Are you renting it?
No, I'm not paying anything.
So it's the family's property? Passed down? Probably. Just passed down over the years? Yeah.
Just passed down.
Yeah, so that makes it, you're living in the family home that you and your family for generations have owned. But But have you not gone to a solicitor about the fact that there are no deeds?
Well, it's the fair deal are on to me with the social worker.
But are they saying to you that they want you to give them 20 grand?
No, go about the deeds and get up so that they can take over all the money.
Okay, so before you've got the nursing home at all, fair deal are looking for title of the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and you stay and you live in it then, of course, blabbity blah, for the rest of your life.
It is.
And then when it's sold, they take what's owed for the nursing care of your husband. And if there's anything left, it goes to your descendants.
I've only got one son and the bully boys, I call him, in the Mercy Hospital. He's getting my son involved and all. And my son is only after buying a new house.
Yeah. Well, fair play. At least you have your son, yeah. But you can get the deeds from the land registry. Did anybody ever tell you that?
No, Neil, I never actually went about anything. No, what? No, it just came up.
Yeah, and somebody texted me saying that the deeds will only cost you €40 from the land registry if they're there. That's assuming that there are. Like, deeds get lost. You see, unfortunately, sadly, years and years and years and years ago, a lot of the properties in those old houses were owned by the British ascendancy. And you had the likes of Lord Beaumont owned half of Beaumont, Ballantemple and Blackrock. and everybody was paying ground rent from to him for hundreds of years. Then there was another guy, the Earl of Cork, and he owned loads and everybody had to pay. He owned all of the land. But I always believed that when the Brits were gone, the land should have been taken off them, but it wasn't, unfortunately. So if there's have you gone to a solicitor?
I didn't yet, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't be panicking at all about this. Where would you find 20? You haven't got 20,000 euro to give them, do you?
I don't need, otherwise shall I do my best for Terry, that's his name.
How long are you married to Terry?
39 years.
You have enough to be going on with now with your husband's stroke and in and out of hospital. And will you be able to find a nursing home in a residential setting for Terry?
Well, we're trying for head of house, but I don't know what's going to come of it.
Yeah. And is it letter? Listen, I can understand why you're upset, Mary. It's a very difficult period of your life. It shouldn't be happening to somebody as they mature in life. Senior citizens should be respected and looked after, not bully boyed. And these are letters that you're getting. There's nobody trying to speak to you on the phone in a kind, sympathetic, helpful way, no?
No, I was under the Mental Health Act over this need, I tell you the truth. And I have a social worker up there, but I don't know who did believe her. What to do?
Yeah.
So, just the man I heard there. Now.
I'm gonna get some legal advice on your behalf for somebody to explain all of this to me on your behalf. Is that all right?
God, that would be great.
And I might get them to even give you a call as well, just to see if they need any further details as to what happens when there's no deeds in existence. Because they won't sign off on Fair Deal until they get their way, wrong and cruel and all as it is. How's your health now? Did you get very down about it? I mean, obviously, if you're mental health, you were struggling.
I was struggling when all this happened. Like, I got a breakdown.
Ah, sure. Fuck it. That's terrible.
Because I totally aligned myself in well. Jesus, this is ridiculous on the radio.
I'm glad you got in touch, difficult and all and upsetting and all as it is, because we can certainly have a look and see what kind of advice could be given to your good self, you know, to maybe sort out this mess.
You had a
nervous break. Let's be fair with it. You had a nervous breakdown over what they did here.
I did, and you could ask the RDP Nick about that.
I don't have to ask it. I hear you. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it. I can hear it in what you're saying. All right. Okay, Mary, let's find out exactly how this works, all right? And I'll get back to you on it, okay?
You will? Okay, Neil. Thanks very, very much.
All right, Mary. Okay. Take care for now. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Expect a call. Text 0868 104 106.